This is Lorenzo Martinez on the topic, Restricting Freedom. We all typically have the freedom to do as we please, but is absolute freedom better than relative freedom? For instance, if we had absolute freedom to smoke a cigarette, anyone could choose to smoke whenever they want. But did you know that according to the American Lung Association, there are approximately 480,000 deaths from smoking and 41,000 deaths caused by secondhand smoking every year? Considering how our freedoms and actions can affect us and innocent people, my essential question is, should freedom be restricted? This question is essential because it involves our well-being and is accountable for the actions we take. Restricting freedom, or living by relative freedom, is significant because it helps us to maintain a higher and safer standard of living. To start with, the restriction of freedom is allowed when the greater population doesn't agree with or is harmed by the act or idea. Colin Wright, who podcasts on the channel Let's Know Things, gave the example, currently banks do not allow face coverings of any sort because it is a huge security risk. This restricts certain groups of people who choose to cover their face. But if banks allowed face coverings, this could help some of the masked felons to rob with impunity. So by banks creating this restriction, it helps keep banks more safe and secure. Additionally, an example of a freedom that may need restriction is our freedom of speech. Because of this freedom, most people are allowed to say what they want, when they want, and without consequence. For instance, according to Jordan Peterson, a YouTuber on the channel Rational Philosophy, stated, the LGBTQ group has considered adding P for pedophile to the acronym. Should adults who are pedophiles be allowed to announce to the public who they are? Colin Wright, who was quoted earlier, goes on to say, individuals that associate themselves with truly repugnant activities should lose their freedom to act and speak out on their actions. Since pedophilia is a publicly looked down upon and punishable, the individual should lose their freedom to come out as part of that group. In all reality, restricting freedoms is a very opinionated topic because it deals with morals and human rights. Oliver Sorrett, founder of Humanium, is quoted, "These liberties, recognized as belonging to both adult and children, are commonly known as fundamental rights. That is to say, rights which the population is entitled to fully enjoy without government intrusion. Nevertheless, the proper exercise of these liberties, taken into account with the need for public order, national security, the preservation of moral values, as well as respect for the right of one's fellow man, all of this necessarily entails that some restrictions be placed on freedoms. Only the freedom of thought, conscience, and opinion are subject to no real restriction. Each and every person is free to think what he or she likes without fear of government interference, so long as his or her opinions remain private. In my final analysis, as we live in a society that molds itself over time, living by relative freedom is the best way. We must adjust and understand that true freedom requires boundaries. Unrestricted freedoms are not the answer, but rather living by relative freedom is vital to helping us maintain a higher and safer standard of living. As I studied this topic, I began to wonder, at what point do laws restrict our freedoms too much? This topic and this question help me to dig deeper into controversial topics without choosing sides until I have all the facts.